Hey, what's up, you guys? It's me, Nikki James. I wanted to say happy holidays. And to celebrate the holidays, I wanted to have a couple people on my show that could represent Christmas or the holiday season or whatever it is that you believe in around this time. So I found the show on HBO Max. It's called 12 Dates of Christmas, and it's great. It's, I think I said this already, but it's a reality show. And they have three main leads on there. So three main people looking to find love. And I have one of them on my show. And I loved it so much. I'm going to do it in two parts. One with him and one with his girl. So right now we are going to talk to Danny Escalante. He's from South Florida. He's a software engineer. And he's just a cool dude. But before we talk to him, I'm going to give you a little bit of a preview of the trailer. So this is 12 Dates of Christmas, season 2, with Danny Escalante.
It would be a total dream come true to find the girl to settle down with, to finding the person for us this holiday season.
Is that like your love language, touch?
Yeah. What about you?
Words of affirmation, probably.
Okay. You look great.
Finding love can be a gift.
I can see a future with Danny.
Who the hell is this girl?
I'm definitely feeling pulled in different directions.
This isn't 12 dates of friendship.
I am sweating profusely. I can smell my fake tan just seeping through the pores.
I'm not just taking anybody to meet my family. I must say goodbye to all of you.
Holy!
We don't know what's about to happen.
They feel very overwhelmed.
I don't feel like I made the wrong choice.
Yeah, so that's it. Here we go. Hi, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing great, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good. So you're over there in Florida right now, huh?
I am. I'm in the Sunshine State. Wish I could be there in person, but glad to be able to talk to you.
Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. Are you living in Florida or are you living in California?
I live in Florida, and I've been doing a little bit of back and forth, but I'm based out of here.
Okay. Okay. So so on the show, obviously, this took place in California mainly, right?
Yeah, it's shot, I'd say, a good 75-80% of the time in California. Okay. And then we were also on location in New York and a little bit in Florida, too, for a hometown visit.
Okay. So what made you want to go on the show, Danny?
Well, I was hoping to meet someone just like Miss Nikki Ramos. Oh. And I did. So it worked out. You know, I've been asked to do things like that before, but it just never really felt quite right. Mm-hmm. And when they approached me, you know, with the plot line of a Christmas show, you know, I'm somebody that loves the Hallmark Christmas movies, and it just seemed like there was less a chance of me ruining my reputation on this one. Mm-hmm. And the upside is I could be someone really cool. So, yeah, it's more of a wholesome kind of, sort of holiday romantic feel to it. You know, yeah. Not more like one of those islands, not like an F-boy island type thing.
It was definitely apparent that that you had a thing for Nikki when she first came in. So tell me a little bit about how you felt when you first saw her.
Excited. I was otherwise just having a fun night at the party, and then she came in and carving up the dance floor. And I was a big fan right from the start.
Oh, what an entrance she made too, huh?
She did. She always does.
Aww. Did you meet Nicole that very first dance night?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that odd for you, Danny? You know?
You know, there were moments that were odd. And I don't recall that night how awkward it was, but there were certainly some other moments where I was just kind of wanted to shrink into the wall.
Oh,
some of the girls were talking.
I know. Oh, man. Okay, what was your most memorable awkward moment?
Memorable awkward moment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I could probably do like a top 10, but we'll just go with the top one.
Okay.
I think Nikki and Nicole got into a conversation sort of about the overnight date or what may or may not happen on it. There was some shots were fired. And at that point, I kind of wanted to. I actually think I said, I'm going to go take a shot.
I know. I remember
and
that.
And that's what I did.
Do you know what? When I heard that and I was watching that, it made me think of the meme where Homer Simpson is kind of like backing into the wall.
Yeah. You know, that's what was going through my head.
That's hilarious.
I was thinking that as I was.
So let's talk about this. Was there an embarrassing moment that you had, maybe that you wish you could take back or that you wish had never happened?
Well, I did have an embarrassing moment. They wanted to do like a dance scene with me where I was just like in the center of a circle and impressing people with my dance moves.
Oh, yeah.
And I just kept trying to tell them, like, you're not going to be all that impressed. I wouldn't say I wish I could take it back because, you know, it's not like it would have gone better the second time. but I suffered through it. Everyone was a good sport.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What did you think of Nikki's talent? And would you compare your dance circle story to her talent?
Oh my gosh.
I thought it was kind of cool to be, you know, I've always heard of that. I've never seen someone actually do it.
She was good.
And I think it was cooler in person. Like, yeah. She pulled it off for sure.
They didn't show very much of it, did they, Danny?
No, it wasn't one of the better ones, I'll be honest. Like she did okay, but there was some better, including mine, actually. Mine was one of the best. I hate to brag, but I did a magic show which didn't appear on the screen, and I'm very upset about that.
Oh, man.
He did so well.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do remember this magic show, but it's funny that the embarrassing moment was the dance moves. Okay, so.
Yeah, I'm sure there were others I thought hard enough.
Did they do a blooper reel for you guys?
No.
I haven't seen one.
That would be hilarious. Like a weird sneeze or a trip or something. Like, bloopers are the best. I wish they would have done that for you.
Yeah, so at the end of the first date with Jen, we were wrapping it up, and you know, one of the producers said, okay, you know, you guys can go ahead and finish the date if you want to with a kiss or, you know, however. And I'm thinking, like, I just met this girl. We talked for, like, 10 minutes. Like, a kiss seems, like, really aggressive at this point. So I was like, you know, do, like, a side hug. And they made the comment, like, you know, well, how much time do you expect to have? Like, you really have to progress this. And I thought I was like, what? Mm-hmm. But as it went on, I saw why. Like, you really don't get that many opportunities all the time to spend. So that was, I think we were both, like, turning red when they mentioned maybe ending the date in a kiss.
You had what, 8 love interests in total, right?
Yeah.
So I want to talk about the love interests. Were you pretty easy to dismiss them, or was it hard for you? Like, how did it feel for you?
It was only really one or two, which I had no problem dismiss. Actually, I think maybe just one, where I had no qualms about it. I enjoyed time with them, even though we weren't compatible, and you know, in a couple cases it was kind of mutual where we just didn't have that connection.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still hard because one goes through a lot to go on a show like this, just in terms of the application process, and then I mean, with COVID protocol, just quarantine, and then getting their opportunity, and it's filled with adrenaline, and they want to make an impression. So to kind of go through all that and then be like, hey, sorry, didn't feel it. You know, goodbye, like that, you know, it still wasn't fun.
Yeah. So I watched the whole thing, and I was binge watching it with a friend of mine. You know, obviously with reality TV, we know that things aren't as real as they portray them. So can you share with me something that you think maybe didn't get portrayed properly?
You know, that's one of the things I was very surprised with this show. I didn't see anything that was fake. I think they captured real emotion, real situations and scenarios. Granted, some of them were introduced. You know, they purposely would put you in situations, which is a part of the show. And, you know, you're on a date and then someone else crashes it. And you have to navigate all that and the awkwardness that ensues. But they did a phenomenal job at really producing something that was genuine and authentic.
Okay. So obviously you ended up with Nikki at the end of this, and in between there you dated a lot of women. But I think, in my personal opinion, the biggest drama was between Nikki and Brooke, because it seemed like you were going back and forth so much. So let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. All right. So we know that you chose Nikki, but Brooke was the one that you're having the most trouble with out of all of the women that you had to choose between. So I just want to know kind of what it was like for you being in that situation, and maybe you talk about why it was difficult or the whole situation in general. Let's cover Brooke and Nikki.
Well, I think I had an amazing connection with Nikki, and she'd been in there a good month before Brooke really entered. Mm-hmm. So we had the chance to establish a relationship, and that went really good. And then toward the end, I thought it was all wrapped up, and I was ready to bring Nikki home. And then Brooke walked in, and I had a real solid connection up bat with her. And I think that definitely introduced some drama into the show, and it you can see that I was conflicted about it.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I was just navigating sort of speed dating, trying to get to know somebody in the limited time that was really left. I think it was just like a week and a half maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so during that process, I just wanted to make sure that I explored everything to the fullest extent that I could. And I thought, you know, there could be something there with Brooke. And so having already spent a lot of time with Nikki, I think that's why the camera captures more emotion toward the end, more time, conversation spent with Brooke, because that's kind of the way that I did it.
With the back and forth when she came to New York, tell me a little bit about that and how you felt.
The decision was very hard. I felt that I did make the right choice. At the same time, I did want to spend more. I wish that I had more time to spend with Brooke, and I didn't think I'd be able to. So I was okay with my choice, but moving forward, when that happened, I was shocked to see her, number one.
Yeah.
I was figuring maybe at some point, either during or after the show, we'd do a FaceTime or just a phone call and kind of talk through things. But my heart left in my chest, like, you know, oh, dang. At first, I was excited to see her, and then there was this sinking feeling that I would be exactly back to the position that I was like a week earlier, or however long it was,
mm-hmm.
where all of a sudden I'd have to make another choice, which is exactly what had happened. And I think there was definitely coming down from the stress level of always having to choose every few days.
Yeah.
And you know, who to say goodbye to. And so it was stressful, but I think it was also really helpful in terms of being able to have that, you know, spend a little more time and have that closure.
Yeah. So I couldn't help but feel like they're making you feel like you have to choose one or the other when really, you know, it's just a show. Like, what was there ever a time where you thought, like, if you didn't know, you wouldn't have chose anyone?
Absolutely. That was one of, it's what I signed up for, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's drama added in having to make a choice, and you have to make it now before you're ready. And what are you going to choose? So that part of it is fun. It's exciting. In the real world, if you're not in a committed relationship yet and you're talking to people, you probably just take more time and get to know each of them, which is what one should do.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is you can't extricate being on a show like that in the real world. It's not the type of thing, I wouldn't think, where you could just, we'll finish up the show and then kind of revert back to evaluating things. Because typically speaking, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, if Nikki, you were on national TV and a guy shot you down in front of the whole country, would you want to talk to him after that?
No.
So it's one of those things where you really do have to make a choice and stick by it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I had to get to that because I think that, you know, like, a lot of people that watch the show are going to be like, ew, what happened? You know? So you were just exploring what was right for you, right?
I was exploring what was right for me, and I was trying. It takes time to get to know somebody. Mm-hmm. I'm used to dating in South Florida, and the number of times where I've had a fabulous first date, and the girl just ends up being someone I'd never want to date. I'm just used to that. So a good first few dates, it's sort of like, okay, well, who is this person really? Yeah. And I think as I went down that road, to the limited extent I could, there were some question marks and things that popped up, about my relationship with some of the other girls that made me call into question their motives, right? Because there's a lot of things you have to parse. I was there looking for love, but I recognize the fact that people, not everyone is. Some people are there for a variety of reasons, including screen time or building, clout, building a following, ad money, whatever it is. So in the limited time, it's trying to evaluate who you feel real, you have a connection with, and ultimately a future. So that was all part of the process.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you think that Brooke had good intentions? Like, because that's the one that everybody was worried about, because it was more like Nikki and Brooke and Nikki. Like, everyone knew that the other people didn't really have those close vibes with you. So, like, did you think, like, in the end, you dismissed Brooke at the end when she bought you your whiskey drink, which I like whiskey too, but
it's a great drink.
She was trying. But do you think she was authentic at the end of it? I don't want to spend too much time on her, but go ahead.
No, that was one thing that I did question, to be perfectly honest. Mm-hmm. And the time that I spent individually with her, I did feel like it was authentic. But then I'd hear things or I'd observe things that I'd say, well, that's kind of odd, or that's off color. Mm-hmm. And then one of the things about these shows is when it comes to sort of the cast, the environment, mm-hmm. it's really interesting because people want to win, right? And even though there's not a cash prize in the show, there's still that competitiveness. I compare it. I was talking to you before, and it's really like a mix in this particular season. The way I felt was between like the North Pole, which is just wonderful, and Christmas and Christmas, and Game of Thrones, where there's just like conspiring and plotting. And so I don't know if you can picture that being mixed, but that's what it was like.
Yeah. And that's hilarious.
When it came to that, I did question the motives at the end. That's part of my decision making. But there's also the fact that I did really like Nikki.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I made the right choice.
Oh, well, I'm sure too, Danny. She is clearly my favorite, which is why she is here in the studio with me. And
how much of that has to do with the fact that you have the same name?
She's my little CC and I'm the KK. It feels great. Like it's so sweet. Do you have a friend that has your name, Danny? Are you friends with a Daniel or a Danny?
Oh, I do. I have several of them. Mm-hmm. And it's actually annoying because it's like Daniel. There's Dan, Daniel, Danny.
Okay, but I do want to ask you something. I want to know what your favorite part about the show was, and let's do this in two parts. Your favorite part about the show in general, and then I want you to tell me about your favorite part with Nikki.
Favorite part of the show. So I'd answer that in two ways. Number one is my favorite part of the show, obviously the Christmas vibe, mm-hmm. and being in a winter, really just a picture perfect environment with this cool relationship and meeting new people and doing fun things. Like, that's a blast. And it's a once in a lifetime experience. So that was probably my favorite. I was thinking about this. I was like, what did I learn from this? Because what I thought I learned mm-hmm. right after it ended is different than what I'd take away months past. And what I think I'd take away is the fact that trust your gut. Like, trust your instinct. Yeah. Because there are points in time where I'd make a decision about potentially who to trust or who to send home or who to keep and ask on a date. And when I look back in hindsight, I was spot on with everything. And I tried to trust my gut. At the time, I'd question. I'd say, did I do the right thing? Because I do have feelings for that person, whatever it is. And a lot of times I'd find that information either right before a ceremony. It's funny how that would happen. Something would get right back to me. Like, oh, this person has another love interest. And that actually happened at the end with Brooke, where I found out, maybe I wasn't the only person that they were interested in at the time. And it happened with other girls as well. But all of a sudden it's like, wait, I have to make a choice right now. And there was already a gut and an instinct that was sort of telling me something. And I didn't always have evidence at the time to sort of confirm it. But in hindsight, after everything's said and done, I think that, we have to listen to our gut because it's usually spot on.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go favorite with Nikki.
I think the air balloon was definitely right up there, but I'd have to pick the hot tub date. If it's a Tuesday date outside. Just because it was really our first moment.
Dude, that was everyone's
to spend time together. We had our first kiss there.
I know, it's so cute.
It was, we kind of went through a little bit of, it was freezing outside, and actually the water was cold too.
Yeah,
so we were just trying to get the shots and like get out of there, and so we were both suffering, but at the same time we were happy to be there. So that was a cool moment.
So we were talking, Nikki and I was like, listen, they're like the producers or whoever it was behind the camera, they did a great job of just like hyper focusing on like how hot she was. Like, did you watch that part back, Danny?
I've only watched it once, and I was actually drinking pretty heavily with my friends at the time. So
yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I think I'll have to watch that part back.
They did a great job. It was like bum bum bum. It was like, it like made you feel like, here's Nikki. She's not going anywhere.
That red bikini, though.
Do the red bikini.
Oh, man.
Okay. Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's do your worst emotion or the worst part for you.
I do think after the final ceremony, when I did send Brooke home, that was very emotionally challenging because I did feel myself really falling for two people.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, going into that, I knew that I was going to break someone's heart.
Yeah.
And it wasn't going to be fun. So regardless of what choice I made, that would be the outcome. And so that was really tough. Mm. And then I did have another moment after, I think, the first ceremony. I believe I sent Nabila home. I was questioning that. I was also, a few days after that, I didn't really have another connection on a romantic level. Like, Jen was great. Like, I loved Jen as a friend, but I was just sensing, man, maybe I could have had something with her. I should have evaluated that more. So I think in those two moments, I'd say were some of the most difficult in terms of questioning things.
Yeah. You talked briefly a little while ago about you thought they did a good job of showing the reality of the emotions. Do you think that Nikki was portrayed the way that you know her to be?
So, yeah, I've said this before. I do think that they portrayed very accurately a side of Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say it's like a very good portrayal of one side of the coin. And that's Nikki's competitive side, goofy side, or funny side. They didn't show as much like a Nikki that maybe I enjoy more, which is her heart and her sensitivity, her caring, her loyalty, those kinds of things. She's like that with her friends. She just has a heart of gold. And that wasn't a focus in the way they portrayed her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I'd answer that question.
Okay. So moving forward for you guys, at the end of the day, you chose her and you said you're really happy with your choice, and I think so too. I watched the show and I was willing to be completely open, about whoever you were seeing, and I think all of America, all of the people that watch HBO, they're going to love Nikki the most. That's just my opinion, which matters nothing.
I'd agree with you. I have a few DMs that disagree, but it's funny how people...
You're always going to have people, I think people are going to enjoy her. She's like the all-American girl, and so I think you chose correctly. So moving forward, you guys are still together, correct? I want to get just the yes.
That's right.
I already knew that. But, okay, you live in Florida, Danny. How are you? What are you guys going to do?
Well, the state taxes are really good here. Zero.
And I know that's true.
No, well, that's a good question. And that's a thing that we really have to talk about, because going into it, I don't think either of us want to be in an indefinite long distance dating situation. And we do see each other a fair amount. We travel. However, it's difficult. And so I think we have some decisions we'll probably be making after the holidays in terms of what the future holds.
So, with that being said, I don't want to look like a turd or anything, but you're 34, right?
I am.
What do you think? You know, because I mean, I'm older than you. I'm not going to say my age because it's embarrassing, but, you know, once you start reaching a certain age, you start thinking like, oh, am I going to be alone for the rest of my life? You know, so with this, you found such a good connection and you guys are in two separate places. Like, is this the kind of relationship where you're like, yeah, I'm willing to do whatever. Like, I'm going to give a lot, you know, I'm going to give it a full 100%.
Yeah, that's a good, it's a balance for me, because I only want to marry once, and I plan on being with that person for the rest of my life. So I want to feel sure. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, there's another side that's like, you know, hey, go for it. And so I'm just trying to know and trust my gut and know that it's the right time. And also for me, you know, career wise, I had a career change in my late 20s when I went into engineering, and it's taken me a while to get to a point to where I could really have that conversation and be confident that I'm ready for it. And so, you know, I think even this year I've made progress on that front. And so I feel for me that the timing is falling into place.
So it seems like you're a really good guy. Like, you're a really good catch. Everybody was kind of like, you know, you were the lead, right? How did they pick you as the lead? Do you know?
I don't know what went in that decision-making process. It was last minute, and I'm sure that they casted a lot of people that they liked, and then they probably had some favorites, and sort of based upon how the ship fell, I ended up being the person they wanted as the lead guy. So, I saw that in the casting. There were some people, as you know, the context of the show, there's, you know, a lesbian, a gay lead, and then, you know, me, a straight male lead.
Yeah.
And so I think that they didn't know. In fact, they told me this. They didn't know they were going to have
three.
They didn't know they were going to have a lesbian as a lead. I think they were planning on doing something different with the third lead, and it was sort of a last minute decision. And so I feel like that's the way they cast a lot of these things, is they kind of
just go with it.
Have the people they like, and then just go with, you know, what they want at the end.
Okay, I want to circle back around to the overnight date. I know you got to spend it overnight. You got to choose, and you chose Nikki. So how substantial was that date for you?
It was impactful, for sure. I was able to spend an entire night with Nikki, and it helped with the comfort level, the familiarity, being able to spend time like you're not able to typically, because everything's in front of a camera, everything is and you're on a mic. Mm-hmm. And so just having that that moment was a big deal for us.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't think about when you're mic'd up and you're in front of a camera, it changes how you are, even if you don't mean it to. You realize you can't really fully be yourself because you're trying to be the best version of yourself in front of the camera, in front of the mic. Did you find that to be true too with your experience with the show?
Yeah, I feel that I learned to be a camera version of myself. So I was still being myself. I was still comfortable and had a great time, but you learn there's certain conversations that you can have and others that just aren't going to play on TV. And there's no point in having conversations that couldn't end up on TV.
Yeah.
So, for example, talking about which Harry Potter spell is your favorite is something that I totally do on a date, but you know, that's trademarked and you can't talk about it.
Yeah.
So just in terms of that, there's a learning curve.
Is there some relationship funnies that we should know about? Something maybe we don't know.
About him and I?
Mm-hmm.
So Danny is actually great at doing voice.
This is the opposite of bloopers.
Wait, okay. Let me at least finish that sentence.
Okay.
He's really great at doing Mickey Mouse voice.
Oh.
And yeah, he's so good at that.
Wait, can I hear it?
Oh, geez, really?
Come on, Danny.
Come on, babe.
Oh, boom. This is going to be a great podcast. We're going to go a whole hour. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh my god, see,
that was really good.
Yeah, that was great.
That's gonna be the highlight of this podcast.
Oh. Yeah, that skill's got me far in life.
Oh my gosh.
So Danny, is there anything that since you guys have gotten closer and you've been off camera, you know, and been able to get to know each other, you know, is there something that's endearing or funny or silly that you could share?
So one of the bloopers that was definitely on the overnight date when we were going to eat dinner outside. It was freezing, it was cold, and it was windy. So I was supposed to start a campfire and cook us dinner. And my lack of skills in that department were definitely exposed.
Yeah.
They had to have somebody come in with a just straight up lighter fluid.
It was a blowtorch, basically, and get
the fire going. And then, yeah, it was so smoky.
My eyes were burning, legit burning. And then
we were suffering.
Yeah, he made a steak and these kebabs. And at the very end, I'm like, babe, all the seasoning was at the bottom of the bag. I'm like, our steak's going to be
No seasoning. There was no fire. It was.
There was no flavor at all, but it was great. Oh. I appreciated the effort. I'm all sitting there like, do you want more alcohol?
Who wants vodka?
Raise your hand if you want vodka.
That was awesome, by the way. Speaking of wine and alcohol, the Nicole date where you guys were drinking wine and there's something about a bad date. Tell me about that.
So that was a little bit of... We were actually at a wine tasting, and I don't remember the exact details. I don't remember it being exceptionally awkward or anything.
Okay.
But I don't think our personalities mix very well.
Yeah.
And so I think I wanted to have a good time, and that was going to help me do it. I definitely think that opposites can attract, and they can also repel.
Exactly.
We didn't have the attraction thing going on,
but they
did make some good choices, and even some of the girls that, you know, I didn't end up having, you know, we didn't have quite a connection. Mm-hmm. They were just great people, and I loved spending time with them, so it wasn't like it went poorly.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Are you ready to get married?
Not right now, no. Generally speaking, yes, but not, this moment. You're not going to see a January wedding.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's a bit quick.
In the short to midterm, I am.
I guess when I ask, are you ready to get married? I guess I mean mentally.
I'm definitely a family guy. And I want to have a family. And I want to do it. You know, I don't want to be old raising a family. So it's on my mind. I want to, like I said, feel ready with that person But overall, and generally, I definitely am a place where I do want to, you know, spend my life with the same person.
Yeah.
You know, done with the speed dating, hopefully. So.
Yeah.
I think I'm.
Would you move to California?
Ooh, that's a tough one. If maybe.
Would you? Yeah, would you?
California is a great state.
Doesn't mean will you. It means would you.
Well, the tough thing is I have my whole family in Florida, and I'm really close to them and all my friends. And obviously Nikki does too, and that's what makes it so difficult. But I would move, potentially. It's something that I am fighting, though.
Okay. Okay, what if you guys had like a house in Calabasas and then you had like a summer house or a winter house in Florida? You guys could do like both.
Wow, I love your thinking.
Seriously, you never really have to only live in one place. It's 2020.
So true.
One almost.
22.
Oh, what is it? Is it 22? It's 1998, you guys. Yeah. Get it together.
I'm only 6 years old. Right now. I know. That was quick.
Oh, huh? No. But you know what I mean? You know, like you could have both places, and with today and the way that it's working with the pandemic and the way we're working now from home, there's a lot of things that are flexible, just not commitment.
This is a very valid point.
As long as commitment is 100%, I think everything else should be a flexible conversation.
Well said.
All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up for me and all the questions that I have for you today. And I just want to say thank you for putting up with all the questions and all the chaos.
No problem. Thank you, Nikki. I really enjoyed talking to you. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun too. Is there any shout outs you want to give before we head off?
Yeah, definitely to Amanda and Markel. They were just, it was phenomenal walking through that experience with them. And so, and you know, especially Amanda, I think that we all face difficult circumstances, but Amanda definitely, I felt, wasn't treated, I won't say fairly, but she went through it, and she's a sweetheart. So, shout out to them.
All right. Thank you, Danny. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye, babe.
Okay, bye.